TV weather forecasters have gone from last in the newscast throwaways to popular and relied upon figures. I think the fastest rising of these weather forecasting stars goes by the name of Freddie, as in Freddie the Frogcaster. Freddie has taken young readers through a variety of weather challenges and threats, bringing his hometown through it all to safety and his young readers closer to science. Freddie is the creation of my next guest, who has Freddie facing Mother Nature once again with her best-selling children's book, Freddie the Frogcaster and the Terrible Tornado. She is a lead meteorologist on the Fox News Channel. Janice Dean. Good morning, Janice.
Good morning, Chris. How are you doing?
Well, I'm happy that Freddie's back because this is a character. I mean, children and attention span, big challenge right there. And Freddie, to say the least, has really connected with the readership, apparently.
I'm so excited. And I remember you were there for the very first book, and now we're into book number four.
I'll tell you, soon we have to talk merchandising. We got to get animated specials going here. We got to sit down with Roger Ailes and get him to okay some of this stuff.
Fantastic. I'm in. I'm so grateful and surprised a little bit, I guess. I mean, I had the idea from the very beginning, about 10 years ago, to write a children's book, and I had so many people, parents and teachers and kids alike, ask me about weather books. What are my recommendations for good weather books that teach kids about what happens in our atmosphere? And I did some research, and there really wasn't a whole lot out there. Very simple books that don't really explain a lot. And then there were very scientific books. And, you know, weather can be very science-y and complicated. So I wanted to try to write a book, a children's book, that told the story of the atmosphere, but was also fun to read, and maybe you would learn something without even knowing that you're learning something.
Which, you know, if accidents are going to happen, that's a good one to actually have happen. So give us, the title sort of tips you off as far as Freddie the Frogcaster, the Terrible Tornado. So set up the scenario. What's Lilypad facing?
Well, this time it's a tornado. We started out with the thunderstorm with the first book, and then we did the big blizzard, and then we did the huge hurricane, and this one is the tornado. And I think, Chris, that tornadoes are obviously one of the most violent storms that you can have in nature, and they can also be very scary. And I remember the first time I ever witnessed a tornado, and that was on The Wizard of Oz, on the movie.
Yeah.
I remember seeing it and not necessarily being scared by it, but kind of being fascinated by it, like, wow, where does this happen? And could a tornado actually lift somebody's house up? And so I think in my experience with the books and going out to talk to kids in school, kids are very excited about weather, and they can't wait to tell you about the experience that they had a couple of weeks ago with a thunderstorm and the power going out, or a hurricane that happened, or maybe a tornado that their town experienced. They are excited about a weather event, more so than they are scared. So I thought, this is a good opportunity to tap into that excitement and get them while they want to know why things happen, maybe before an event happens, so that they can be prepared and they can talk to their parents about what they would do in a severe weather situation. And I think I've done that. I certainly have heard from parents where they say, my kids are asking if we have an emergency preparedness kit, and if the kids are at school and there's a flood and we can't get a hold of each other, like, you know, who do we call? So this is good. This is what I want to do. I want to entertain, and I want to inform, and I also want to get parents and kids talking to each other about weather.
Oh, Janice Dean, her new Freddie the Frogcaster book, Freddie the Frogcaster and the Terrible Tornado, in stores, online, Amazon.com, whatever your favorite means are. And, of course, Fox News is at foxnews.com, as well as your cable channel. You're listening to Issues and Ideas, and Freddie is teaming up with a storm chaser, Tad Poehler. Are you almost out of frog names and what's the word I'm looking for? Shoot, I can't remember.
I totally know what you're saying, yeah. And I don't know what the word is for it. But I hope not.
Tad, frog puns. There it is.
Yes, exactly. You know, I knew there was going to be a storm chaser involved. And so it's one of those things. Sometimes when I'm putting my kids to sleep at night, that's how I actually came up with Freddie and Freddie the Frogcaster and the Frog News Network and Sally Croker and Polly Woggins. I remember I got the best ideas when I was rocking my youngest Theodore to sleep, because that's when I would think. And the same thing, when my kids are going to sleep, I, you know, my husband or I will lie down with them and, you know, read to them. And that's when I kind of do all my thinking. And so tadpoler just came up. Oh, my gosh, tadpole, what can I do with that? And polar, oh, my gosh, polar. So it was sort of like one of those great moments where you're like, that's it, tadpoler. But, you know, his teacher in the first book, her name was Mrs. Phibian, Mrs. Amphibian.
Of course.
So that's so much fun. Listen, I love writing these books because they excite me and challenge me, and I love it. It's such a great little chapter to my career.
And, of course, you team up with, a picture's worth a thousand words, and the pictures that Russ Cox creates just adds $1 million to the words, and with the color that he does and just the fun and the proper, he can set the mood with a single illustration. That it's so challenging to do that, and he's so successful at it.
I'm so glad you said that because, you know, I could have written an award-winning book that is just so revered and thought of as, what wonderful words she puts together for this story. But if it was not for Russ Cox, these books would not be successful. That's just the way it is in the children's book world. And he has brought Freddie to life like no one could have. I could never have forecast a more beautiful book and a beautiful lily pad and neighborhood where Freddie lives and all of his friends and his family. I'm so blessed to have Russ, and he is such a wonderful illustrator and good friend, and has been so, he's been so encouraging to me as well, because we've taken on other projects since we last talked. We actually have a Freddie weather app for your kids. So kids can, well, it doesn't have to be for kids. You can have your own weather app with Freddie giving you the forecast. So that was just launched along with the book, The Terrible Tornado, and you can go to the app store. It's Freddie the Frogcaster, his weather station, Freddie the Frogcaster's weather station, and kids can get their weather forecast with Freddie. And there's also fun little weather-related games on there where you can play a weather match game, and you can also dress Freddie in the clothes that he should be wearing for the weather that is happening. So I'm really proud of that. So Russ helped me with that too. So, you know, you mentioned cartoons and that kind of thing. Now he has an app. Maybe he'll have to have like some umbrellas and flashlights and stuffed animals.
I'm thinking that merchandising. It's welcome to the 21st century.
But for now, I'm very happy with just exciting kids about weather. That's my main point, is I just want to get them excited about what's happening out there, because weather affects every single human being on this planet. It's what brings us all together.
Absolutely. We're wrapping up our time with Janice Dean with her new book, Freddie the Frogcaster, The Terrible Tornado. It's out. It's added to the collection. If it's your first time with Freddie, you got some catching up to do. But it's a family event that can be fun, and you sit down together. And at the end of the book, Janice has some science, a little extra focus on the science, too, that she's talking about referring to here. You're listening to Issues and Ideas. Try to get kids, especially girls, into science. That seems to be one of in the scientific community where women are the minority of the participants, and maybe it's because of a lack of guidance in the school and the education. But you think of something as simple as if you buy a young child one of those outdoor weather stations with a rain gauge. Obviously, a gauge is measurement. Measurement is math. Something simple like that can really spark something in a kid.
I definitely think so. And like I said, when I go out and talk to kids, you know, girls and boys, both of them are very excited to talk about weather. And I hope that I'm encouraging that because, yes, weather is math and sciences. There's two of the, you know, the big, you know, career goals that you want your kids to have, math, sciences, technology. And I hope that I'm doing that. I kind of believe I might be inspiring the next generation of meteorologists, or at least Freddie is.
Well, judging by the book sales, Amazon rankings, and I never knew that Amazon had a special ranking for children's books about frogs, but Janice is topping that one, so you know, when it comes to marketing, you got to nail that demo, and Freddie's doing that fine and dandy, as well as, I mean, it's really a huge seller, and that's because it's fun and educational, effective, and it becomes a shared experience. It's not just a book that you toss over to the kid in the backseat of the car. Here, shut up and read this and leave me alone for a half hour. You sit down and you join in on the learning experience and encourage questions and take a little trip together and see where you wind up as far as knowledge and science and how much fun it could be.
I really like that assessment, Chris. I like it a lot. So does Freddie.
Oh, that's, I want to stay on Freddie's good side, otherwise he'll throw a storm cloud over my head. And Freddie the Frogcaster, the terrible tornado. Back to Lily Pad we go, and it's a fun story. Great illustrations by Russ Cox. And a meaningful, fun, educational children's book that you all are going to enjoy. Get it and share it with others and just make Freddie a part of your education experience for your kids, your grandkids, or just the kids of a friend, because education is their future. And to do it with a fun way to encourage them to do more above and beyond what you provide them with, even better. Janice, you're really bringing education to the masses in the positive way, not the expected way, and that brings a lot more people into places they never planned on going. Congratulations on doing that, for bringing Freddie back to us, and for being here this morning.
Oh, absolutely, Chris, and I hope you'll have me back with the next Freddie adventure.
Always, 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 that's a promise.
Wonderful, thank you.